Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews, and the lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are offered with a little bit more information on the verses. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 3, and we're going to look at verses 4, 5, and 6. Verse 4 reads, "For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future, but Christ is faithful as a son over God's house, and we are his house, if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast." So here the writer continues his theme of Moses and Jesus being involved with God's house. Moses and Jesus are being compared and contrasted. And this continues in these verses. And he talks about the house being built by someone. God is the builder of everything. And Moses was faithful as a servant. Moses did a great job, he's really saying there in verse 5. But it was always a pointer to the future, part of the shadow theme that comes up several times in the book of Hebrews. Moses' role was preparation, not fulfillment. Jesus' role, Christ, was very different. His role was fulfillment and different. He was the son over God's house. And what does that mean for us? Great second half of verse 6 there, "and we are his house, if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast." And there's quite a lot there in verse 6, so we'll break this podcast into two parts. And today we'll talk about the conditional element, the if of verse 6, and tomorrow or the next time we will talk about the hope that we have as being part of this house. This is the first conditional statement here in the middle of verse 6. We are his house if we hold on to our courage and the hope of which we boast. The if is an interesting word. It appears it's there, I think, because it's part of the corrective behavior to the problem first outlined in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, about them being in danger of drifting away. They need to pay more careful attention to what they have heard. There's more than one if in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 14, for example. "We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first." That's later on in this very chapter. And then chapter 10, verse 26, "If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left," and on he goes. As F.F. Bruce says in his commentary on the book of Hebrews, nowhere in the New Testament, more than here, in other words, the book of Hebrews, do we find such repeated insistence on the fact that continuance in the Christian life is the test of reality. The reality of what? I suppose the reality of our faith, the reality of our sincerity, the reality of a lack of hypocrisy, the reality of our devotion, the reality of our true desire to have a real relationship with God. There is a test, and we see this talked about a lot in the book of Hebrews. We'll come back to it in chapter 10 and 11 and 12, as well as other statements through the book of Hebrews. It reminds us also of the parable of the seed from Mark chapter 4, the seed that falls on four different kinds of soil. There are tests to those seeds, different kinds of soil. So here we have an insistence that we must be sober. Now, perhaps I should also add that the call to soberness is not the call to a kind of a terrified fear that at any moment we could lose our hope, the hope of which we boast. And God is not holding us it doesn't want to hold us in a perpetual state of being terrified of that happening, but it's more that we should be sober. God, I believe, and the writer to the Hebrews, believes that his people, God's people, can hold on to this courage and the hope of which they boast. Well, let us make sure that we are sober enough also to realize that sin and temptation can take us away, but God is faithful. Well, next time we'll go on to another aspect of verse 6, but if you want to find out more about our church work, we're at nwlcc.org. You could email me at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you'll find us in iTunes under podcasts, search for MCCX, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.